Welcome to 3 and 3, three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. Tim Walz, key fact number one. Tim Walz's problem with stolen valor accusations. Firstly, Tim Walz served in the U.S. National Guard for 24 years. This fact is not in dispute. The controversy following his service, however, stems from his claims regarding combat experience as well as his rank. In 2018, for example, Walz stated, "We can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at." This was notable because the fact that Tim Walz has never served in combat is not in dispute. Walz has also faced controversy for repeatedly referring to himself as a retired command sergeant major. According to Army Lieutenant Colonel Kristen Auger, Walz retired as a master sergeant in 2005 for benefit purposes because he did not complete additional coursework at the U.S. Army Sergeants Major Academy. Key fact number two. Tim Walz was the governor of Minnesota during the 2020 George Floyd riots. As reported by the Minnesota Star Tribune, the riots resulted in the destruction of 1,500 businesses and totaled over $500 million in damage to Minneapolis alone. In speaking of the riots, Walz said, "This is a moment of inflection. This is a moment of real change. It's a moment that those folks who are out there demanding this are not going to take a commission or a report. They're going to want fundamental change. And that is what I think. That is one of the exciting things of all this." Key fact number three, Tim Walz and his actual policies. As governor of Minnesota, Walz instituted a number of policies, including making Minnesota a transgender sanctuary state for both adults and children, signing a law that ensures the right to abortion up to and including birth, forcing more than 10,000 businesses to close during COVID, and instituted draconian COVID regulations, even going so far as to create a hotline for people to report on their neighbors violating guidelines, allowing 80,000 illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses and subsequently registering them to vote through an automatic driver's license voter registration process. And according to VoteSmart.org, Tim Walz received high marks during his time as a congressman from leftist organizations like Planned Parenthood, the American Civil Liberties Union, the Teachers Union, and the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Perhaps that's why it's not controversial that in late July 2024, mere days before he was selected as Kamala's running mate, Tim Walz confidently stated during a Zoom call with donors, "One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness." This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com or tune in to the hour-long daily show Louder with Crowder weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.